The Secretary of the Interior is trying to persuade Republicans in Congress not to eliminate funding for a land conservation program by linking it to another they typically support. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell held a conference call with reporters to point out the economic activity linked to tourism, energy production, and other activities on public land. She puts it at more than $13 billion, well above the total budget of $11.9 billion for her whole department.
PILT compensates communities when there's federal land in those communities that are not in the tax roll. So the fact that LWCF goes to support land acquisitions, easements, and improvements to public lands is the reason why we suggest that linking the two makes sense.
Oil and gas industry groups such as the Western Energy Alliance say Interior could dramatically increase government revenue from public land if it moved faster on approving existing applications for energy production. It released a study earlier this year that said pending projects just in Utah and Wyoming are worth as much as $15 billion in economic impact. Dan Bomas, KUER News.